So lichen planus and other lichenoid disorders are a group of the inflammatory disorders which are T cell mediated autoimmune disease characterized by specific features including important four P's, that is papular, pruritic, purplish or violaceous lesions, which are pruritic. So these flat top papular lesions are formed due to the destruction of the basal keratinocytes by the T cells, mainly the cytotoxic type of T cells or CD8 positive T lymphocytes. And hence histologically it presents with the interface dermatitis, basal vacuolar degeneration, band-like lymphocytic infiltrate, and pigmentary incontinence. So if any of the dermatoses present with these characteristic features clinically and histopathologically, then it will be included in the group of the lichen planus. This is the definition and the description of the disease, which you must know. Then the cause is usually not known. We can associate it with a number of the causes, including viral infections, drugs, contact allergens. But if any of the cause cannot be identified, we would label it as an idiopathic inflammatory skin disease, which not only affect the skin but also the various mucosal surfaces. So it usually has a chronic course with relapses and remissions, and mostly it affects the adults in the age group of 4th to 6th decade, and rarely found in the children. As I mentioned that it is a T cell mediated autoimmune disease, and histopathologically we can see the type of the T lymphocytes which are attacking or forming aggravating the basal keratinocyte breakdown is the CD8 type of the T cells, which recognize the antigens which are associated with the MHC class 1. Now, what are the factors which can trigger the disease? These include a number of the viral infections such as hepatitis B, hepatitis C, among which the hepatitis C is mostly strongly associated with lichen planus. Besides this, other viral infection like HHV6, HHV7, varicella zoster can also be associated. Certain cases have also been seen after hepatitis B vaccine as well. Sometimes there is a genetic susceptibility to the disease, and these familial cases have been associated with a number of the HLA associations like HLA A3, B7, DR1, DRB1.